It's Thursday, November 28, and with your news at 2 p.m., I am Leonard Witbian. Reports on the ground indicate polls did close late in centers in the Oshana region, with voters being assisted. Our correspondent, Mariana Mupala, is there for us.
We visited so many centers where people still queuing in their lines. We have seen a number of people still willing to vote. That was now after 2100 hour. One of the centers in Oshana region that we went, there were over 400 people in the queue, and then the polling officials were like, no, they will finish up the number because the ECN gave a directive that whoever was in the queue by that time will be given an opportunity to vote.
Koreanghap's Okapale A polling station presiding officer Matthias Joseph Nangolo says that counting of the votes for the presidential and national assembly elections have commenced after an estimated 1,000 people turned up to vote yesterday. Meanwhile, the Landless People's Movement's Lifalasa Simata spoke with David Bishop on One Africa's election coverage earlier.
It's a shame that it's not people who didn't actively decide not to vote, but people who were willing and available to vote, stood in these lines, were not informed, there were glitches, technicalities happening and so forth, especially for a process where you hear that there were technical difficulties, that would be with the verification codes and so forth. And just the night before, we were saying that there is an issue with the VRN numbers and so forth that they have not been expressing. Now you have these sentiments and you have that slowing down processes. You have a lack of communication to the people that are there and congestions of the lines and so forth. How can you expect people to actually practice these freedoms and so forth?
Agriculture Union TLU-SA has launched Project 10,000, a call to fight expropriation without compensation and property rights. The expropriation amendment bill, already approved by both houses of parliament, is on President Cyril Ramaphosa's desk, ready to be signed. TLU-SA's Benny Fansale says the upcoming legal fights regarding expropriation are a struggle for justice, fairness and the protection of the fundamental freedoms of every South African citizen. Business Day Nigeria reports that the United Kingdom has inaugurated its largest visa applications center in Africa, located in Ikeja, Lagos. Managed by VFS Global, the new center aims to enhance visa services for Nigerians traveling to the United Kingdom. Along with the existing centers in Abuja and Victoria Island, the Ikeja facility is designed to streamline the visa submission process, providing greater conveniences for applicants. In international news, three Americans who had been detained in China for years have been released in a prisoner swap between Washington and Beijing. The Americans were released in exchange for unidentified Chinese nationals and are now in U.S. custody. According to a U.S. official, Laura Westbrook is on the ground for us and now reports.
Mark Swedan, Kai Lee and Zhang Leung will soon be reunited with their families for the first time in years, according to a statement by the U.S. National Security Council. Swedan had been facing a death sentence on drug charges, while Lee and Leung were imprisoned on espionage charges. The exchange was reportedly months in the making and included the release of at least one Chinese citizen in U.S. custody. President Biden reportedly raised the issue of Americans wrongfully detained in China directly with President Xi Jinping earlier this month when the two met during the APEC summit in Peru. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
And here's your latest elections update. Poll numbers at St. Peter's Hall in the Karas region show SWAPO leading with 273 votes, Independent Patriot for Change with 206 and LPM with 110 votes out of 698 votes counted for the National Assembly elections. In the presidential poll, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa leads with 313 votes, Panduleni Itula with 244 and Bernard de Swartboy with 96 out of the 697 votes counted. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.